This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello! Welcome! Season 5 is nigh. It's nigh, it means it's near.
Aha.
It's like oldie talk.
Yes.
Season 5 is nearly here. It's 2017. Happy New Year. We've been cooking up.
Happy Chinese New Year.
That's not yet, but it's
Happy Jewish People New Year. Happy Kwanzaa Year.
Happy to be alive.
Recovered.
Until Friday. We are those conspiracy guys. I'm Gordo.
I'm Paul.
And we're just here to tell you about season 5. It's on its way. Mm-hmm. It's cooking. It's rumbling.
Smells good.
Yeah, the farts of anticipation are coming from the bums of our minds. We have 14 jam-packed episodes. Ooh. Season 5 is going to be all about money.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of money episodes. We have a couple of government corruption, false flags.
Mm.
We have a couple of celebrity deaths.
Mm-hmm. There may be some visitations from some aliens.
Yes.
Or maybe some spirits.
The Mexicans coming over the wall.
Oh.
Oh, outer space aliens.
Yes.
Sorry.
Can't build a wall against them.
Build a wall in the sky. A sky wall.
Can you build sky walls?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we trademark that, like?
Sky wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what they use to sell you stuff on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to have a look at sky wall? We also have a couple of environmental ones about global warming to finish off.
What's up with that?
The theme song.
Have you heard about that?
I think Trump does like it or doesn't like it.
I think
he likes it, but he doesn't want to let it know that he likes it.
Yes.
He's playing hard to get on global warming. And we'll also have a host of new guests.
Mm-hmm. A host of new hosts.
A slew of Dublin comedians.
A murder of crows.
Yes. A flamboyance of comedians that will come, that's for flamingos, that will come to our studios and delight you with their internet ramblings.
Mm-hmm. In general Irishness.
Surely. So we've loads of stuff coming up. We also have live episodes coming too.
Ooh.
So there'll be for the smaller topics, you know, like we'll have something on like a huge topic that'll be like 4 or 5 hours, and then something like that wouldn't take that long, something very specific, say like a documentary on Rasputin. There's no real, you know, we could do that in 2 hours.
Less interconnected to the grand overall.
Exactly. Or like the confessions of Stanley Kubrick through his movies.
Oh, yeah.
We do that live on YouTube in 2 hours. We can do that. A lot of people are asking for shorter episodes, and we've wanted to do these kind of episodes for a really long time. And because of great demand and great request, there will be sets of true crime episodes.
Ooh.
Also. So the Elisa Lam case, for example, or some of the Aussies are asking for the Port Arthur massacre, the Oak Island debacle, the money pit. The story of Amanda Knox, let's say, or, you know, we did Making a Murder and we did Kurt Cobain and we did these kind of ones before. You can check them out on YouTube, but I kind of want to fill up that YouTube channel with some good videos. And there's loads and loads of stuff from all the old episodes that we have.
Some bite-sized episodes, sweeter little bite-sized pieces,
little 2 hour, like a little shifter.
Mm-hmm.
for on the way to work and then on the way home, or for a long shite.
Yeah.
For example.
Like those miniature little shredded bits. Which you may notice are slightly less shit than a regular size shredded
bit. 5 hours is pretty, like, that when you're looking at that as a listener for the first time, having never heard the show, it's quite intimidating, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people jump in at a lower level and they stand with some of the shorter shows.
It builds up to the length.
And they listen to something like Roswell or Ghosts and go, that sounds like it's not finished.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened there? And the sound wasn't very good. Fuck this show. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen going forward.
Yeah.
Some of the more contemporary topics like the death of Aaron Swartz, for example. I'd love to do it on that, but you wouldn't get 5 hours out of that.
No.
So we're going to strictly keep to that 2 hour mark. And because Ghosts and Roswell got truncated at the end, we might have a revisitation of them this season.
I think, why not? Get off the fence on those subjects.
Yeah, for real.
That's but what's do missing
it,
for people.
But do it like season 3, season 4, season 5 style. Yeah. Instead of season 1 when we're all like with candles sitting around the table in the cold. Sitting around one little microphone and like the old days. Seems so long ago. Paul won't be joining us for every single episode this season.
Not every episode.
He's taking a jump back into life.
I have a thing to do.
He's got broke. I've got to be in a place.
Put it.
At a time.
Yeah.
But Paul's co-hosting is going to be taken over by a gaggle of new people.
A menagerie.
Surely. And you've heard them all before. Menage a trois of new guests. So I will have some different co-hosts in season 5. Paul will still be here for more than half the season. But just for the ones that he likes, because he doesn't really like ghosts.
I'm not doing the ghost ones.
Stupid ones. Celebrities that he hates. And he's like, I'm not talking about that cunt for 5 hours. Fuck that shit.
So those people I really hate.
Yeah. up to the end of the season, I'm going to finish in college. So there'll be loads more time to put into the show and to make more YouTube videos and to make more audio and video material for you guys to listen to. So thanks very much for everything you gave us in 2016.
It was a great year.
We're right up there.
Stellar.
We're always in the charts in Ireland at the very least. We've got hundreds of thousands, like over 1 million downloads a month coming in now. Like it's we're hitting peak awesomeness. And
that's you. That's you.
It's person. You downloading it and listening to it with your own ears. So tell your friends, get ready. Yeah. Season 5, the first episode, fingers crossed, on the 28th of January, the first episode of season 5.
Share it around, people. Yeah. 2017 is going to be the year of conspiracy.
Boom.
You'll see. Be the first in the door. Or maybe not. Maybe like
the first in the door always gets shot.
First gets his head cut off.
By the terrorists.
Be third or fourth in your Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And don't freak out on Friday. Friday is going to be grand. Trump, it's going to, we're going to have so much material.
Oh, because of the inauguration?
Yeah.
I thought you meant just because of Freaky Friday, that movie. I'm quite worried about Fridays after I saw that movie.
If you woke up on Friday and you looked like Jamie Lee Curtis, you'd never leave the house.
That's true. Wouldn't leave the bathroom.
Yeah. I used to have that Trading Places on video, man, and that bit of the tape was worn the fuck out.
Is there anything with True Lies? That's weird.
Yeah. Do it, Simone. Do it. Slowly. And with that, we are those conspiracy guys. I'm Gordo.
I'm Paul.
And we'll see you the next time.
We will.